Yes.
Praise God. Thank you for coming. We continue our Bible study using our book, Financial Prosperity, Breaking the Back of Poverty. All right? The last three Bible studies we have had, we learned that love is the foundation. Therefore, we should pursue love. All right? And then we also learned that giving brings not only material blessings, but also the priceless. And of course, under giving, there is tithing, okay, which we addressed last week. And we said that tithing is a New Testament requirement which carries a blessing. Glory be to God. Now, today, we are going to combine these two things, all right? Giving and love, all right? Love and giving, okay? We are going to combine them into a topic entitled Breaking the Back of Poverty. Glory be to God. Okay, so what we're going to study today, we have more or less covered it in the last three sessions, all right? Giving and love, okay? But of course, under giving, there is tithing also, like you know. Glory be to God. So today's topic is breaking the back of poverty. I've entitled it that way because of the dream that we are going to read, a dream most of you know, all right? But since God wants us to study this book, we have no choice but to say the things which we have already said. Hallelujah. Okay? Repetition is the key to retention, all right? Yes, so let's open page 61 of our book. We're going to read that that dream. Page 61, the last paragraph on page 61. And, yeah, that's where the dream starts, all right? Page 61, the last paragraph. So it says that in the year 2010, I had this dream. Dr. Flora Banage and I were assistants to a surgeon called Stephen Mukasa. Okay? By the way, today I will just mention his name. Okay? This was Danson Chisule. How many of you know him? Danson Chisule. You all know him? Yeah? Okay, yeah. So, Dr. Flora and I were assistants to a surgeon called Danson Chisule, okay? You should note at this point that he's not a surgeon in real life, okay? So we were at the operating table working on patients with the desired intention of killing them, for that is what they had come for. Being killed was the only remedy to what ailed them. As we opened up their abdomens, I remember asking Flora what these patients were suffering from. She responded that they had HIV. Unfortunately, though we did our best, we failed to give the patients what they sought, death. A look of great disappointment came upon them because death had not come their way as they had desired. It was at this point that our lead surgeon, okay, Danson Chisule, took off his gloves and all the other surgeons were and left the room, acknowledging that he had nothing better to offer. Then entered another surgeon. His method of killing the patients was by breaking their backs. Unlike the first surgeon who I knew in real life, this one I did not recognize, but he had the aura of one that never fails to give death to HIV patients. Okay? Next sentence. Though we killed many patients by breaking their backs, there is one individual on whom this technique did not work. When we failed, our expert backbreaker asked him whether he had gone to the bathroom for a long call before he got on the operating table. When he responded in the negative, the surgeon told him, go to the toilet, and when you return, nothing will prevent your back from being broken. Then the dream ended. Glory be to God. You have understood it, eh? Okay, so these patients had HIV, okay? And they had come to us to put an end to their disease, eh? To HIV, okay? And that was to be done by breaking their backs so that they can die, all right? That's the treatment they had come for. Okay, page 63, the last paragraph. Starting from the last paragraph, it says, the key to understanding what this dream meant was when I remembered Mike Murdock, the televangelist who says he broke the back of poverty by giving. Then I recalled that Dan San Chisule, our first surgeon that failed to deliver in real life, is famous for encouraging Christians to save money. Okay, in fact, the last time I knew, he was the head or the president of an organization. Mark is part of or was a part of an organization called Why Save. Okay, yeah, he goes around in churches among Christians. He's invited in different places, okay, to teach and encourage people to save money. All right? So let's go on. With the above understanding of those key aspects of the surgeon's lives in the natural, the mystery of the dream was instantaneously solved, with the message of the dream being, saving money cannot stop poverty. All right? Because, you remember, Dan San Chisule failed to administer death to the patients. All right? Okay? And after some time failing, he basically resigned, if I should say. Okay? And he was replaced by another surgeon. Okay? All right? So saving money cannot stop poverty. Poverty is like HIV, which, naturally speaking, okay, in our times, can only come to an end in a person's life when they die. Okay, that's why the patients had come to be killed. You understand? They had HIV, okay, and in our times, like right now, okay, there's no cure yet, okay, at least that we know of, or that is public, okay? So, financially speaking, the death to financial poverty and lack is only administered by giving, not saving. Glory be to God. You understand that dream, I failed to find a better way of writing the interpretation in the book, because I'm not so, I'm not a writer, but God wanted me to write the book, all right, and I had to do the work real quick. But you know it, those of you who have had it for many years, you understand that who dream, okay? Basically, God was saying that poverty, is like HIV in our day, okay? All right? HIV, someone only gets cured of HIV, okay, when they die, all right? And so God was saying that it is the same thing with poverty, all right? Okay? And here, the patients were dying. The only thing that could kill them, the only thing that could bring an end to their condition, was by death, which death was by breaking their backs. Glory be to God. Okay, and God reminded me of Mike Murdock, okay, who always says that he broke the back of poverty by giving. Glory be to God. So God was saying in this dream that saving, okay, has never brought an end to poverty. Saving alone, alone can never do that. Notice he didn't say that saving is useless. Okay, he just says saving alone, can't bring an end to poverty. Do you understand? That's very key. All right? And he says that only giving can bring an end to that. Okay? Poverty in this context, you can call it lack. All right? Lack. Okay? Because God delights in the prosperity of his servants. So that means that he doesn't delight in lack. Okay? So lack is like poverty. Okay? And God is like, it only comes to an end by what? By giving. Glory be to God. And not by saving. Okay? By the way, why save is doing a great job, a very wonderful job. Okay? And I like their, concept. And you can, most probably, that was a calling for that organization. Okay? And I know most of those guys in there are not only saving, putting their savings in a wise save, Most of them, from what I knew about them in those days, they were also tithers, giving. They used to give, they used to tithe, So they were not doing just saving alone, They were also doing other things, Most of them, of course, as usual, you can never get all Christians to tithe and to give. Glory be to God. So definitely in that clique, the guys who are not all right? Yes. Now, let's read the Bible, Because, all revelations, dreams, visions, whatever you think God has told you, it must be backed by the word of God. All right? So Proverbs chapter 11:24, basically teaches us that saving alone cannot break the back of poverty, the back of lack. Proverbs 11:24 says, "There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty." Glory be to God. Who has KJV? Okay. KJV, it sounds more spiritual. Okay. I know it says there is one who scattereth, All right. KJV. Okay. Proverbs 11:24. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth. And there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Glory be to God. Okay? There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. All right? There is one who basically saves, more than is right. He saves even that which he's supposed to give. And the Lord is saying, it just gets him broke. It just gets him poor. It just gets him in lack. All right? Notice again, this scripture doesn't say that withholding is evil. What is evil is withholding more than is right. okay? Withholding, okay? Including even that which should be given away, okay? Including that which should be scattered, all right? And the Lord says it leads to poverty. It leads to lack, okay? Even if you have 100 houses, okay, you have built them using, you haven't given away any dime. You just saved your money and you built all of them. Okay, if you investigated well, okay, people will discover that actually there is a lack in your what? In your life. Glory be to God. All right? And then there's someone who didn't have even a house. Okay, but all his needs are supplied. Glory be to God. Another has 100 houses, but all his needs are not what? Supplied. He's fighting with the tenants, tenants are breaking things, messing up the houses. The guy can't fix them, okay? He has to wait for 5 years, you understand, okay? Glory be to God. So, God is telling us that saving alone cannot break the back of poverty, okay? And he's telling us that giving, ideally, should break the back of poverty, just like it did with Mike Murdock. All right? Okay? So let's continue with Proverbs 11, 24 to 26. Okay? Okay? We have already read it saying that there is one who scatters and yet increases more. So scattering, giving, okay, will produce financial increase in someone's life. Okay? You know, the longer people stay in salvation, and attending church, reading the Bible, listening to sermons from all over the world, the more they become immune to these simple things. Glory be to God. Okay? So I hope we shall not go that way. These things are so simple. Okay? And because we have heard them from the day we got born again, we kind of now undermine them. And we don't realize that they are still scripture. Okay? And they are still the solution to financial issues. Okay? So, there is one who scatters, yet increases more. Okay? Giving, brings about increase. All right? Verse 25. The generous soul will be made rich. The generous soul will not be poor. The generous soul will not be in lack. All right? The generous soul will be made rich. Glory be to God. And he who waters will also be watered himself. Okay? I think KJV says something. And he who refreshes, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I think either NIV or okay. He who waters others, he who refreshes others, will himself be what? Refreshed, watered. Okay. Verse 26. The people will curse him who withholds grain. Okay. But blessing will be on the head of him who sells it. Kind of connected. Of course, this one is doing things for, this is a business guy, okay? There's a business guy who withholds, so that, prices can go up, what is it called? Hoarding, And here it says that people will curse him, okay? But the one who sells Okay? He will be blessed. Related, eh? Kind of. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 6. Okay? This is the master speaking. These are the words of the master now. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put in your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Glory be to God. Okay? This is the master himself. Eh? And the master doesn't lie. And he never lied. Okay? Our master Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Glory be to God. Okay? And later, Paul, the apostle, said essentially the same thing. Okay? Remember, we've already said that there is no single point on which Paul contradicted the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay? And that's what makes this end time thing very easy. Whether it is pre-tribulation, rapture, or mid-tribulation rapture, or post-tribulation rapture. Okay? People have misunderstood Paul, or they have not understood Paul for the simple reason that what? They don't know what the master said. And Paul didn't set out to contradict the Lord. Okay? Jesus said that after these things, after the great tribulation, then shall the Son of Man, what? These things will appear and he will come back after the tribulation. Okay? Now Paul didn't what? Didn't call. Now when you know what Jesus said, and then you go and you read Paul, you realize that actually Paul said the same thing. All right? For the last 19 years since I was born again, okay, I thought what? Paul contradicted the Lord. Oh, I thought the Lord didn't mean what he said. Glory be to God. But the Lord meant what he said. Okay, that the rapture is after what? The tribulation. That is Matthew. Okay, Matthew 24. I think verse 29 to 31. Alright? So even here, okay, Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. Then he says, for with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Okay? Paul said the same thing in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Eh? Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 9, from verse 6. Okay? It says, Paul says, but this I say, concerning giving. He says, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Isn't that what Jesus said? Jesus said, with the measure, okay, that you give, okay, it is the same measure that will be used to give back to you. Okay? And this is essentially what Jesus, Paul is saying. Okay? All right? He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So, let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Okay? We are seeing how what? Giving brings about financial increase. Okay? Luke 6:38 says it does. Okay. Now, Paul is also saying that, yes, it does. Okay. Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, okay, you who has given, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Okay? Who has NIV? Okay? I first knew that scripture in NIV. It is too wonderful in NIV. Okay? All right? Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9, 8 from NIV, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, okay, you'll abound in every good work. Okay? In all things, at all times, having all that you need. Glory be to God. Amen? In all things, at all times, having all that you need, you may abound for every good work. Okay? Meaning that you have all that you need, and you'll even have a lot for other, you know, for giving what? To give, to be a blessing to others. Okay? But that happens if you are a cheerful giver. Okay? As it is written, verse 9, he has dispersed abroad. Okay? He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Okay? Basically, that person has given to the poor. Okay? So, he still has a lot. Okay? He will always have a lot. Okay? For righteous what? For charity. For righteous works. Okay? Then it says, verse 10, now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Saying the same thing. Okay? That when you give, okay, God will multiply the seed, okay, and he will send seed for you to give away. Okay? But he will also give you bread to eat. Glory be to God. Verse 11, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality. Okay? Verse 11 sounds like, at all times, having all that you need, you know, you may have an abundance for every good work. Glory be to God. Okay, Sam, where the topic today is breaking the back of poverty, which is basically putting the sermons we have, the teachings we have received in the last 3 weeks, putting them together. Okay, because I remember there's a time, the other week we studied about how love is a foundation. Then we studied about giving. Last week we talked about giving also, but specifically with tithing. So now we are combining those three or two things. Okay? We have read the dream, okay? That dream on page 61, breaking the back of poverty, okay? So now we are seeing how giving breaks the back of poverty, okay? Jesus said, when you give, you shall have more, all right? And with the measure that you use to give, it will be the measure that will be used when it comes to giving you back, all right? Paul agrees with the Lord. Says, yes, when you sow, you shall reap. However, okay, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. Okay? But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. When you ask the Lord, glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right? But God gives a clue in Galatians 6, okay? He says that in due season, okay, you will reap if you don't what? If you don't faint. But you're like, but that doesn't answer the question, when? It does, in due season. Glory be to God. Okay? In due what? Season. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. Okay? Again, to see, to remind ourselves that giving actually breaks the back of poverty, all right? Okay? Paul is writing to the Philippians, and he tells them in verse 15, chapter 4, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only." All right? You see, right there, it shows you that churches are different. Okay? Okay? On this matter. Okay? There are churches which don't give. Especially to their, like the great apostle Paul, their, should I say, spiritual father. All right? Man, there, you know, you can see the guy say, "Only you guys." That means that Paul, you know, had taken a record of these things. That is sad. So you think if Paul was in our day, you know, all churches would be helping him, you know, all churches he has started, he has ministered in, okay? But, you know, history repeats itself, okay? All right? In our day, we would do the same thing. And that is sad. Very sad. Okay? He says that you, okay, Philippians, okay, you are the only church that shared with me concerning giving and receiving. Okay? Verse 16, "For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities." So these guys didn't give once. Okay? Now, there are guys who didn't give at all. You know, they didn't give at all. You know, Okay, so there was that bad extreme. They didn't give at all. I'm telling you, they didn't give at all. Okay? Then there was the good extreme. Who gave, and not just once. Okay? NKJV says, "They sent aid once and again for Paul's necessities." Okay? Now, this reminds me, again, I say it, and it can work against me. It can work against Joanne. Basically, it can work against any preacher in LAT. Now, there's this thing okay, let me first finish this. Anyway, verse 17 says, "Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. I am full. Why? I have received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God." Okay? What is the result? Verse 19, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory." All your needs there includes financial needs. Okay? God, Paul is saying, inspired by the Spirit, that what you have, because you have given unto me, a man of God, all your need is going to be what? Supplied. In the context of this Bible study, it means you're not going, basically the back of poverty is going to be broken. You're not being lack. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, I can tell you what is going to work against Joanne. All right? So, there's a teaching which is, if it is preached without being taken to extremes, okay, is true. Eh? The teaching that, you know, when you give to a man of God, eh? Okay, you know those things. You tap into whatever, the grace, eh? You know. Eh? All right, God supplies what? Your needs there. Okay? Now, the false doctrine, eh? Okay, that comes from a right doctrine, eh? If I should say, is taking these things to the extreme, okay, and saying, okay, that financial increase comes only by giving to a man or woman of God. Do you understand? Okay? So there's a right concept here, a right teaching. Paul says, because you gave me, okay, there is fruit, okay, that abounds to your account. Okay? Your needs, all your needs are going to be supplied. That is true, eh? Because you gave me, eh? You gave to me, Paul, the apostle. Alright? So, now the dangerous teaching from that is, okay, all financial increase comes by giving to men and women of God. You know, eh? Now, okay, so now you can just see now there's something wrong because 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, eh? Okay, that which we just read, eh? Okay, that this giving where Paul said that he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully, okay, where it says that, you know, at all times, okay, in all things, having all that you need, you'll abound in every good work, eh? If you give, eh? You know, eh? That giving was not to Paul. It wasn't towards Paul's needs. You know, eh? Paul was talking about giving to poor saints in Jerusalem. Do you understand? Okay? And Paul tells them, you know, if you do that, if you give to those poor saints in Jerusalem through me, because remember they are to collect what they are going to give and keep it so that when Paul comes, okay, or the people he was going to send, when they come, they will get it, okay, and then take it to Jerusalem on behalf of these givers. All right? So it was to the poor. Okay, and Paul said, you're going to be blessed. You're going to increase financially. Okay? So now saying that financial increase only comes by giving to a man of God or a woman of God, okay, and then preaching only that, eh? Only that, only, you know, no one is talking about giving to the poor. No one these days is talking about that. Okay? Every preacher has become what? What? a fertile ground, you know, eh? You know, eh? And the preacher are not talking about people helping the poor, yeah? You know, eh? No one is talking about that. Okay? Now, even when they talk about 2 Corinthians chapter 9, eh? What we have read, eh? They don't tell people that actually that giving was to the poor. Okay? They make it seem like it is the same as the one in Philippians. Do you understand? So that's wrong. Okay? That is wrong. It is not right. All right? Okay? So now you can now wonder what is the motive of that doctrine. That financial prosperity only comes by giving to preachers. The motive is obviously wrong. Eh? It is just greed. You get it? Eh? Okay? And then it was even taken further. Okay? Taken further. That only prophets. Okay? So, you give to the what? Preachers, you prosper. They now even chucked other preachers out of us. Okay. Prophets. Okay. Then there are scriptures again which are what? Misused. Okay. At this time, Paul wasn't even calling himself a prophet. He was apostle. Do you understand? Because you can say, yeah, but he was also a prophet. But at this time, he was what? He wasn't using the, he wasn't saying, Paul, the prophet, apostle. Do you understand? Okay? So what's going to happen to pastors? Because they're not prophets. Because he who gives a cup of water to a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's what? Reward. So everyone now became a prophet. Now, I feel sorry for pastors who sit and they listen to those things being said. Okay? And they have sheep who are also attending those what? Meetings. The sheep are being told that your guy or more, your pastor or more. No single coin. Kwanga, see prophets. You understand? Some of these things are ridiculous, but people have believed them. And you see, that's why it's important to read the Bible. Glory be to God. To read what? The Bible. You're supposed to be helping some kid to go to school. But you cannot help the kid because you have to give the money to the prophet. All financial increase is a profit. But 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, that money, that giving was to poor people. And Paul said you're going to increase financially. Okay, if you give to those poor guys. Did he say it or he didn't? He said it, poor guys. But now no one is preaching about giving to the poor. Okay? It is sad. Very sad. Hallelujah. Okay? That was just a by the way. Okay? Which you can help. You can help God and to enlighten your friend. Okay? That all money didn't have to go to preachers. You're supposed to help the poor. Okay? Proverbs 19:17. Okay? He who gives to the poor lends to God, and God will pay him back. Okay? Now, even that one, some guy saw someone, got a revelation out of it. Say, you see, he didn't say that you'll be increased. God will pay you back. You gave the poor guy 50K. God, you lend to God. God will give you back the 50K. Haven't you heard that? I've heard it on TV, TBN, you know, even this Mike, what? Maddox, what? You know, the guy who broke the they say those things. Well, I don't know if they still say them, but I heard them in the past. Okay, giving to the poor, you're lending to God, he'll pay you. Yes, he'll pay you. You give 50K to the poor, God will pay. But if you give to what? This ministry. Okay. But 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Okay. God promised increase when you give to the poor. So not just paying you back your 50K. Do you understand? All right. These things are very sad. But how can you know that, you know, what is right and wrong? By reading your Bibles. Don't be like Catholics. Where they are priests, you know, where they are under the mantle, their priests are the ones who tell them what the Bible says. Okay, read your Bibles, guys. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. So give only to preachers. Okay, then among those preachers, they said to only prophets. Because by a prophet, the Lord led what? By any. Don't say, he who believes what a prophet, you know, those things. Okay? Shall be established. He who believes a prophet, you know, shall prosper. Okay? You know, just, you know, twisting things. And just getting one verse and you think the whole Bible says that. In fact, even when it said that, he who believes a prophet, you know, shall prosper. It wasn't even, you see, it was believing. It wasn't saying even giving. Do you understand? It was a believing. These guys were going to war, eh? All right? And the word of the Lord came forth, eh? You know, from through a prophet, eh? And prosper there meant you succeed. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen? Breaking the back of poverty only comes, okay, not by saving, okay? We're basically doing this Bible study using that dream, breaking the back of poverty on page 61, okay, in which Flora you featured. Do you remember? Yeah, and that surgeon, okay, for those of you who have just come, the surgeon who failed to break the back, you've read that dream? It was, in real life, it was Dunstan Ichisule, okay, who goes teaching people saving and what, okay? They have an organization called Wise Save, and it's not evil, okay? Saving is of God, but Proverbs 11:24 is against saving more than is right, okay? You save even what you're supposed to give, okay? What you're supposed to give to a prophet. I'm joking. Yes, what you're supposed to give to a prophet, what you're supposed to give to a pastor, what you're supposed to give to a teacher, all these who ministries, including what you're supposed to give to the what? To the poor. All right? All right? Yes. Now, let's open page 80. So, Joan, you are a prophetess. In fact, the Bible even doesn't say, it only says prophets. So only the male. So for you don't even what? Okay, you don't even for you God will take care of you. God will what? Yeah? So you can't twist the scripture and say no, prophets also include prophetesses. No, it says prophets. Anyway. The third paragraph. It says that in the previous chapter, I narrated the dream breaking the back of poverty. The keen reader will have realized that I did not give the interpretation to the last part of that dream. In that part, though Flora and I, together with our second surgeon, had killed many patients by breaking their backs, there is one individual that this procedure did not work for. When we failed, our expert backbreaker asked that patient whether he had gone to the bathroom. He responded in the negative, so the surgeon told him, go to the toilet, then when you return, nothing will prevent your back from being broken. We learned from that dream that saving cannot put an end to the infection of poverty, yet giving does. Nonetheless, there is that one person for whom even giving could not help. But in real life, I knew this guy. Okay? Some guy. However, should he remove all the waste from his body, then the master backbreaker would successfully break his back. Essentially, what this means is that a heart without love, that which is filled with all the filth of waste like bitterness, hatred, and unforgiveness, will always hinder a harvest. Therefore, if you are a really joyful giver, but are still experiencing financial depression, the first place to check is your love life. What is filling your heart? Glory be to God. Amen? So basically, God is saying that ideally, giving alone, you see, you remember he told me, if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. Okay? Mike Maddox says, he broke the back of poverty, the back of that by giving. So that means that essentially, ideally, giving alone, okay, should bring someone out of lack. Because Jesus said, give and it shall be given back to you. Okay? When you give to the poor, you lend to God and the Lord will pay you back. Okay? When you give to Paul the apostle, okay, all your needs will be what? Supplied, isn't it? Okay? But then God says, but there are some situations where someone is a giver, but things are not happening. And he says the first place they should always look, is the love walk. Okay? That's why in the dream, this person was told to go to the bathroom, okay, and remove all the filth from his what? Body, okay? All right? So those things which fill the heart, unforgiveness, bitterness, unugu, envy, okay, envy, you know it, chikuisabubi, okay, all right, chikuisabubi when someone is being better than you, especially about you're the one who gwe achiso kamwe, na ye, you know, this kayang girl is what progressing, you know, financially or in other ways, faster than you, those things, no go, you know, God say, man, those things can mess you up, okay? And like I always say, none of us is perfect, okay? But there will always be those things the Lord will highlight for every individual, okay? He will say, this thing, others, it can pass, okay? You don't like Indians, Okay, but you're like, you can say, we can live together. I can tolerate them. Okay, and God says, that one, he winks at that. Okay, but then is what? There is some other thing. If you had a gun, you would shoot that man who stole your wife. If you just had a gun, you know that thing, it's like you will never be at peace if that guy is still alive. But you're giving, okay? But you're always buying papers to find out whether the guy has died. You know, watching news, okay? You know, of course I'm kind of making fun, but you know what I mean, okay? Revenge, you know, you want to revenge, you want to mess up someone. Okay? Someone did something bad to you and now your calling is to mudsling them. You know, you've got another calling, man. Okay? Is to, and you know, the intention is not maybe to make sure that other people are not hurt. You know, but the intention is to basically destroy someone. But of course, you use the thing as an intention because you have to make sure other people are not messed up. You know, But when God who knows your heart, your real intention, is to destroy what? That individual. Okay? So God says, those things will mess us up. Hallelujah. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Okay? That scripture, explains basically that part of the dream. All right? Proverbs chapter 21, verse 27. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? All right? All right? There's a lady, sleeping around with what? Someone's husband. Do you understand? messing up another what? Family, yeah? A family. And of course, with that arrangement, she's given money. You understand, eh? Okay? She's into that relationship, you know, money, basically like a prostitute, eh? Okay? And when that man gives her the money, she brings some to church. You see, okay? The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. You find a guy, he's hitting people on the head. You understand? He's selling land which is not his, for example. Eh? And he gets what? He sells it. And he brings even a tithe to church. But he has what? He's a thief. Okay? Here it says, you can see that heart. Eh? That's not a good heart. Eh? All right? It is the sacrifice of the what? The wicked. And God says, I'm not interested in that money. Not interested. Okay? And then it gets worse if even the reason why he's bringing the sacrifice, the intent is not even good. You see what I mean? All right? The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? So you can see, it is a heart issue. Glory be to God. It's a what? A heart issue. We need to, you remember that parable of the sower? Okay? Of course, the seed was the word. The heart or the ground was the heart. But we can still learn from that. We need to have hearts which are good ground. Hearts which are not filled by filth. By unforgiveness, bitterness, adultery. You know, even just adultery in the heart, I guess it can mess you up. All right? That thing, you just, especially men, hitting people on the head. Deal, what? You know those deals. Many years ago in KPC, there's some guy who told me, I don't like hearing that word. Deal. The guy said, I don't. Nina deal, deal, work at what, deal, what? Buffet, Anyway, hammer, The guy said, I don't like hearing that word. Deal. You see, there's a guy I know who, well, I don't know, haven't seen him in a long time. But the last time I saw him or what, when we would like link up or what, he was always in issues, what, but then he didn't know that I know what, some of the things he does. Some of the things what he does, which are basically not what? Christian. And I was like, and now this is where people blame their financial issues on innocent pastors or prophets. You understand? Say, because I'm in that church, I'm not what? That church is not fertile, But they themselves, they don't look at themselves. What they're doing, which is what? Messing them up. Matthew chapter 15. Maybe we should have started with that. Matthew 15. From verse 17, it says, do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? You remember that dream, Kind of like this. But then it says, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not what? And so you see, these things that proceed from the heart, it says they defy the man. And he lists them. Okay? But of course, the list is what? He didn't exhaust what? The list. Glory be to God. There's a, I don't know if you guys have heard or read of this thing today. I think it was posted today of that Elvis gave what? A car with 300 ma to some girl. Okay? Is there evidence that thing is true? It is just some guy added out, you know. Okay, now, if you want Elvis to basically to stop messing up people, you can use it, you know, as a what? To destroy him and what? You can use that. But now you're like, but I mean, you shouldn't be in what? Cahoots with people, as in things which it has, there's no evidence. But it might be true, but there's no evidence. So you can't use that. Okay? If you want Elvis to stop messing up people, you should use authentic things, real things. Okay, but now if what, you really, then even anything which is even not true, it's like you don't want Museveni, okay? You don't want to serve it, and you're even ready if it means to use Bobby Wine, something like that. Even something even you don't like, it's evil, but you're like, if it can work, you know, I use it. Not like that thing, that story. I don't know if it's true. It can be true, by the way. But for me, I'm like, no, I can't use what this one because this might be what some. You understand? I don't know. But you shouldn't be that bad that you're even ready to what? There's a saying in Uganda that atakwa gala, same bwasanga kubanja. What is that? Do you know that saying? If I borrowed money, anyway, you understand? Some guy who doesn't like you, when he meets the creditor, is it? You know, say, what? Tanakusa. Do you understand? He'll say, to get the Jakuya and Bokuzim with Jaku, you understand? Tomole Kamu, a question is so. He could be Kamu, you know, a gas in the guy. John, you don't know that saying? Atakwagara, akubanja. So you don't do those things. Glory be to God. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you. You have hammered him on the head. Okay? Leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. You understand? Okay? You're a lawyer. You've what? Made a widow man lose her land. You understand? You have what, gone to lands and gotten a title and bambi, the poor widower. And then the next Sunday you are what, in St. Luke's Church, contributing towards the what, the building of the new cathedral, temple. You understand? Meanwhile, there's a poor widow there, man, who has something against you. You understand? Jesus said, useless, you first what? The first way to give, first go and sort out what? Those things. Glory be to God. Matthew 23, verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, For you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law. What are the weightier matters? What are the things weightier than tithing? Okay. Justice, mercy, and faith. Okay. Most of that is basically love. It's equity, fairness. Okay. Doing unto others that which would want to be done unto you. He said, you tithe even the small things. Okay. You tithe, but you're not doing right to your fellow man. Okay? And I guess Jesus knew that some guys would jump on that and say, aha, we don't need to tithe. All we need is to love. You understand? Jesus knew some idiots were going to what? Jump on that. Then he says, no. These, okay, justice, mercy, and faith, you ought to have done without leaving the others of tithing and done. Glory be to God. Okay, love is weightier, is a weightier matter. Okay? However, even the less weight, the less heavy, issues also have to be done. Glory be to God. So you can see, right there, tithing and love are combined. Okay? And the Lord is saying you can't leave one, you can't leave any out of the equation. Glory be to God. Amen? You've been reminded of something? These things are what? They are that simple. But we need the grace of God to help us to walk in that understanding. Hallelujah. All right. I will end by reading a dream which we read like 2 weeks ago. The Joyce Meyer and Creflo dream. Creflo Dollar dream on page 81. Yeah, it says, in the year 2006, I received this wonderful dream. I was at a party seated with Joyce Meyer and Creflo Dollar. I told Joyce Meyer, I'd rather listen to you when you're talking about love. But if it comes to prosperity, I'd rather listen to Creflo Dollar. Joyce Meyer then responded, young man, never separate those two things. It is at this point that I address both of them saying, Joyce Meyer, you preach about love, okay? And Creflo Dollar, you preach about prosperity. But as for me, I will preach both. Glory be to God. Remember, Joyce Meyer told me that, young man, never separate those two things. Okay? As in, there cannot be prosperity, true prosperity, without love. All right? I learned from that dream, and you should too, that financial prosperity is not meant to be independent of love. Financial prosperity answers to giving, but only the giving that springs from love can break the back of lack and poverty. Our motive for giving should be love, and if later we fill our hearts with anything contrary to love, even then the harvest of financial prosperity will not be realized. Glory be to God.